Welcome to The Light of the World, and this is Jared G. Martin. A few weeks ago, there were millions of people glued to their television watching the Super Bowl. They expected to see a great game and to be entertained. Well, I did a message that Sunday called The Greatest Game of Life. What if you come to the end of your life and you find out that you are losing your life eternally? Jesus Christ came that we can have eternal life. I want you to take some time and listen to this message today. Call your loved one or someone you know that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and invite them to listen to this message on the greatest game of life and see how God pre-planned that everyone who comes to Jesus Christ can cross the finish line for eternal life. Now come and go with us as we walk in the light of God's Word. See, our part is to believe and to trust in what Jesus Christ has already did for us. It's not our own effort. We just need to have the faith to believe. I remember saying, Lord, I believe that you're forgiving me for my sin and I receive you as my Lord and Savior and I invite you into my life and my heart. That comes by faith with what we do. And some people say, I don't believe a loving God will send anybody to hell. Well, I agree with you. God is not sending anybody to hell. He did all he can to keep you from going. You are already on your way. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to offer a salvation path for you. He sent Pastor Jared G. Martin to talk to you this morning so you don't have to go. You got preachers on the radio. You got your Bibles. You got all kind of messages coming to you all the time to keep you from going. God ain't sending you. You trust Jesus Christ to forgive you and to cleanse you from your sin and give you a new life. And the last thing is salvation's consequence. He said, he sent his only begotten son that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He says, I don't want you to perish. What is perishing? Jesus talked more about hellfire than anybody. He said, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? We are spirit beings housed in a fleshly body, but this flesh is not the real you. Where's the real you? They can take your heart out and put it in somebody else's body. Where are you at? Where's the real you? The real you is your spirit man. So when you pass away, your spirit is still existing. And the Bible says you're going to have to give an account of how you lived while you were here in the earth in this realm. And the Bible tells us there's two destinations. People don't talk about this no more because people tell you, he said I was going to go to hell. Well, somebody going. Jesus said there was a heaven and a hell. So everybody ain't going to heaven. The old saints used to say, everybody talking about heaven ain't going. And listen, after you have passed away, it doesn't matter what they say at your funeral, they can't determine your destination then. As a pastor, I've learned how to navigate through that, and I never say, well, we know he's in a better place. I don't say that. I say, we know he's not here. We know he's watching us from above. No, he might be like, ah! I don't know. Only you will know when your last breath here becomes your first breath in eternity. You don't want to guess on where you're going. Listen, there ain't going to be no general admission. You're going to have a reserve ticket to get in this place. And Jesus said, you can reserve your spot right here, right now. You don't want to figure out, you don't want to wake up dead and try to find out where you're going.
That's why Jesus said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believe in him shall not perish, but they'll have everlasting life. Perishing is separating from God. Eternal death is eternal separation from God. And he said there's a place of darkness and there's a place of hell fire for all of those who have rejected the salvation of Jesus Christ. So God's promise is an amazing promise. Those without Christ are perishing, but those who are in Christ have the promise of everlasting life. You're here today, you have to make a decision, and we do. Everybody has to make a decision, and we either make it consciously or we make it unconsciously. You're here today and you're hearing my voice. You will make a decision that I am trusting in Jesus Christ for my eternal salvation, or you'll make a decision that I'm not going to do that today. I'll try some other time, maybe. Listen, tomorrow is not promised to any of us. The end of the day is not promised to any of us. The day you hear my voice, the scripture says, harden not your heart. My job as a pastor is to give you the information. It's your job to make a decision or not. Everybody makes a decision. I don't know where you might be after today, and you may never hear this message again, but this is an opportunity for you to make a decision that Jesus Christ would be the Lord of my life. I'm no longer going to try to govern my own life. We say this when we come to Christ. I gave my life to the Lord. Do you hear people say that? You know what that means? I've given control of my life to the Lord so he can guide my life. He can govern my life. And you don't have to be afraid that your life is going to get off track, because when God is governing your life is going to get better and better and better and better. He's not going to make you do something you don't want. I don't want to do that. I don't know what God going to do. Yeah, well, you might not know what he's going to do, but I can tell you, whatever he does in your life, you're going to enjoy it so much. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for taking me down this pathway. I never could have gotten here without you. Here's what I want to do today. I want to make an appeal to those who are here and have heard this message today. And I like what the athlete said, you know, there's a knock. There's always a knock at our door. Sometimes we can hear it, sometimes we can't hear it. Please try again. Oh, Siri saying, I don't know who you're knocking for. Please try again. It's the Lord, Siri. There's somebody here today already. You've already been thinking about where you are in your life and what's next for you, because you've tried all you can try, but it ain't working. You've thought about Jesus Christ, but you're not sure how to go forward. Or somebody say, maybe later. But today is a great day to answer that knock and open your heart. The Lord, he'll come in and use your life. So I want to just ask you for a minute. If you're here today and you've never came to faith in Jesus Christ, there's no better time to do that. Every person that have received the salvation of Jesus Christ had to come the same way. We stood somewhere. We made a decision. We made a public decision. We said, Lord, I'm ready. Jesus never tried to make anybody come to him. He said, you got to do this before you. No, and I'm not trying to make you. If the Lord's not drawing you or tugging on your heart, I can't do it either. That's only for those who are the whosoever that wants to come to him. So I want you just to close your eyes and bow your heads for a moment. I'm gonna give an opportunity for those who are there, and I'm gonna ask you to make a public declaration. You've heard my voice. You've heard this word. For God so loved us that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. There's somebody who believes that today, and there's somebody I know want to receive that today. And here's what I'm going to ask you to do. You may not have come here for that, but now you're here. If you say, Pastor, I'm ready for a decision. I'm ready for a life change. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to stand on your feet right where you are. We're not going to embarrass you. You're not going to have to say anything, but I want you to stand on your feet and publicly say, I am ready to make that declaration. I see you. This is a good day to do that. I see you. We're making decisions today. It's a personal life decision. We're not asking you to join our church and all of that. I'm just saying, come into the body, the family of God. God has a great plan for your life. He'll change your life. He'll make your life brand new. He'll give you new hope, a new direction, a new strength. Maybe somebody else. I'm just going to wait another few moments. There's somebody else who said, Pastor, I'm ready. We're going to pray. There may be somebody else who's standing up and said, Pastor, you know, I used to just seek after the Lord, but my life kind of got off track and got off path. And, you know, and I'm listening right now. I think I just want to reconnect with God like I used to. I want to reconnect with Him. I want to rededicate my life to Him. This is a good time for you to stand up as well. So I want to just reconnect my life with Him right now. Thank you, Lord. Come on, let's thank the Lord for those who are standing. I want to pray for you right now. Gracious God and Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, who came and gave up his life so that we can exchange our life for his, that he can live in us and live through us and accomplish in us what he desired to accomplish in our lives. I pray for these that are standing here right now. God, that you would take their life and use their life. You know their heart's desire right now. Father, as they stand saying that, Lord, they're coming for forgiveness of sin. They're coming to trust in you as Lord and as Savior. As they are praying, God, we know that you are knocking at the door of their hearts and you will come in and you will abide with them and in them and take their life and use it for your glory. We thank you for it. We praise you for their public declaration as they stand here before us tonight. God, we ask you to do amazing things in their life right now. Set them free from every work of darkness, everything the enemy tries to bring in their lives to try to destroy their life, to try to take their life down the pathway, God, that's away from you. We thank you for your divine spirit, your power working in their life. Fill them up with your spirit's power, almighty God, that you can live through them. We thank you for it now, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you for joining us once again. And this is Jerry G. Martin. We certainly hope that this message has been enriching for your life. If you would like to hear it again, you can do so by going to our podcast. You can get this message and other messages that you've heard on this broadcast by going to The Light of the World Daily with Jerry G. Martin. Again, that's The Light of the World Daily with Jerry G. Martin. And let me just share with you how you can connect with us on other platforms. If you have Facebook, you can like us at facebook.com/TheLow, L-O-W, Humble. There you can be informed and engage with us on Facebook. Or you can follow us on Instagram at TheLow, Humble, T-H-E-L-O-W, Humble, H-U-M-B-L-E. We certainly would like to engage with you on all of those platforms. And then we'd love to engage with you in person. Meet us on Sunday morning at 10 a.m., 16161 Old Humble Road. If you're in Atascocita, Kingwood, Summerwood, Fall Creek, we're in your neighborhood, so we'd love to have you come by. If you're not connected with the church, I encourage you to come to the Light of the World. It's a place where you can believe and a place where you can belong. We know that you're going to hear a message that's going to be a blessing and a benefit to you and will help you in your life. And you will see what God is doing through his divine power at the Light of the World. For those of you who are looking for a Christian bookstore, the Beacon Bookstore is open right here on our campus. We have Sunday school books, Bibles, study supplies, discipleship supplies, envelopes, and communion supplies. We're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 4 p.m. Call us at 281-441-2885. Again, 281-441-2885. Now may the Lord our God richly bless you, and we'll be with you again next time.